I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest is Dr. Hanna Hosted. Dr. Hanna Hosted was born and raised in Denmark. She studied advanced iridology under Dr. Bernard Jensen at the Iridology International College in Los Angeles and has been practicing since 1989. In 1995, she continued her education as a naturopathic doctor in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 4 years, she has had her own live radio show on nutrition and was a weekly television guest host for Danny Burden Talk Show. Hanna has given lectures to various groups and has been on numerous television and radio talk shows, including KGEB Television Channel 53, The Deborah Sweets Show, WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, The Pat Miles Show, KCFO, The Daily Radio Talk Show, and The Blog Talk Radio, Angela Levesque and Hestia Health on Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Kathy Rosenblum, Holistic Healing and Integrative Medicine on World Talk Radio, Late Night Health hosted by Mark Allen and Voice America, and World Talk Radio with Dr. Ann Beatley, among others. Hanna is also the author of the book, The Miracle Journey of Love, and is currently working on her second book about iridology. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Hosted, and I look forward to hearing about using iridology in your practice as a naturopathic doctor. Now first, what is iridology?
Yes, I would be happy to share that with you. First, I want to share a little scripture, which is Luke 11:34, which says, "The lamp of your body is your eye. Mm-hmm. When your eye is clear, your whole body is also full of light, but when it is bad, your body is also full of darkness." And the reason I use that scripture is because in iridology, what we do, we replace dark with light, and by that we mean changing the diet using live foods, herbs, and living right. So I will be happy to share with you what is iridology in very brief way as I can. Iridology is a science and practice that reveals inflammation, where located, and in what state it is manifesting. So the iris reveals body constitution, inherent weaknesses, levels of health, and the transitions that take place in a person's body according to the way he or she lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then how does this work?
How does it work? Yes, so the iris of the eye is the most complex tissue of the body, meeting the outside world. And the eyes also, by the way, I always like to talk about the brain. The mm-hmm. eyes is actually the extension tip to our brain. So think about it this way. The iris is connected to every organ and tissue of the body by way of brain and nervous system. So let me explain it this way. Nature has provided us with a miniature television, basically showing the most remote portion of the body by way of nerve reflex responses. What has been discovered by the expert is this, that the eye works two ways. Not only does it enable us to bring images of the outside world within, mm-hmm. and it also shows images of what is within the outside. So that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. So the iris reveals an inherent strength and weakness and what has been done to the body through incorrect living habits, or correct, hopefully. It also reveals the wonders of one who has lived a good life. By that, I mean taking care of their body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And when and where did you learn about the science of iridology?
Okay, iridology. Yeah. Okay, so I actually learned by Brené Jensen in 1989, so that's 24 years ago. It was actually October, so 24 years ago. And I learned that in Los Angeles, California, And I, again, studied with the world-famous Bernard Denson, who we call the father of iridology. This was a great blessing to me because, like I said, he actually was nominated for a Nobel Prize. He did not win it, but he was nominated, so that's quite high.
Then, is nutrition a part of iridology?
Very, very much so it is, because we don't catch diseases. We create them by breaking down their natural defenses according to the way we eat, drink, think, and live. So iridology and nutrition goes hand in hand. Healing actually involves the whole body. It's easy to draw the mistaken conclusion that once we have identified the source of inflammation in the body, all we have to do is feed the body the right foods, mm-hmm. which the chemical elements needed to take care of the deficiency and problems disappear. But this is actually mistaken, because it's based on the assumption that only the one depleted portion of the body are sick, mm-hmm. and the rest of the body is well. So this is eye-opener. Everything in the body depends on upon everything else to a greater or lesser degree. We must always treat the whole person for any disease or physical condition, not just the part we find too problematic at the moment. So the tissue basically responds to four stages, which is acute, subacute, chronic, and degenerative states for all associated diseases. And what I find is kind of very sad, we're talking about the United States, 80% of the American population is actually in the chronic state. That's kind of scary when you mm-hmm. think that the final state is degenerative state. But the mm-hmm. good news is this, I mentioned this many times, that our body is designed to heal itself if it's given an opportunity to do so.
Then what will iridology not show in the iris of the eye?
Okay, Dr. Helvey, I'm so happy that you asked me that question, because iridology will not show or name a specific disease. We leave that to the medical profession. Mm-hmm. It does not reveal operations, pregnancy, gallstones, and very, very important, and I say that especially for myself as mm-hmm. an iridologist, because I am a Christian, it is not a psychic reading. Mm-hmm. It took over 100 years for professional doctors the world over to make iridology into a science, and what a blessing it is. So when somebody says, oh, I would like to book a reading, I said, no, I don't do that, but mm-hmm. I'll be happy to book an analysis for mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then, can you tell us about your books and services and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, I would be happy to do that. So I have written a book. It's a true story, and it's called The Miracle Journey of Love. And it takes place in Denmark, where I was brought up, where I lived almost 22 years. And it is in Denmark and a very, very small island called Faroe Island. It's a very dramatic story, and it takes place, like I said, between Denmark and Faroe Island, basically, in a very, very short story. I was taken away from my mother and got to live with my dad, who I did not really know. And so that country is almost 100 years behind time from what Denmark was. And so it was a very dramatic story. So I have written that story, and that's something a person could, if they were interested in buying it, you can get it at lulu.com. Mm-hmm. It's called The Miracle Journey of Love.
Great. And do you have a website?
I do have a website, and that is hannahoisted.com.
And yes. Services that you provide, do you then do iridology for the public?
I do, yes. I go to, I have different health food stores. They set me up. I used to have my own store, and but it was too much to have both the store and doing all the health consultations. So I do health consultations of different stores where people book 1 month in advance. Mm-hmm. And so that works out great. I love doing that. I will do that for many, many years to come, because it's a wonderful way to help people to get well.
Mm-hmm. And if someone wanted to have this done, then would they find out where you'll be on your website?
You know, that is a very, very good thing for you to say, Dr. Helliot, because I actually don't have that on there, but certainly I'll be happy to give out my email if anybody can contact, and that's my first and last name, Hanneh, H-A-N-N-E, dot H-O-J-S-T-E-D, at gmail.com, and you can get more information, and I also just recorded actually a 1 hour CD on iodology and nutrition just last week. So that would be available.
Have you considered doing this on Skype?
Yes.
Have you? Well, you could look and you could see the person's iris and then have a consultation that way.
You mean as far as iodology?
Yeah.
You really kind of need, I need to see the person.
Oh, do you?
Because, yeah, because I have the camera. There's two ways. I either take pictures of the iris of the eye, or I would have to look at the person. But unless I look at the iris, I could not do a consultation.
Oh.
As far as iridology, yes. Yeah, I have to see the, look at the eyes.
But on Skype, you'd be able to do that.
No. No, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. No, because, see, you have to get up that close to the iris to actually see all the little fibers. And so, no, you cannot do that via Skype.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah,
you cannot do that. Unfortunately, I can do health consultations if a person tell me their issues and whatever. But as far as the actual iodology, that I would not be able to do. But certainly consultations, yes.
Great. Well, I appreciate this, and I thank you very much. It's been interesting and a first time for me hearing about iridology, and I'm sure it will be for many of the listeners. So I appreciate this, and I thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Helvin. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Goodbye.
And you too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Denise Marie, publisher of A Distinctive Style magazine, at www.adistinctivestyle.com, has brought us another great magazine, the Spring 2013 issue, that is filled with inspirational stories and music, as well as information on social, health, and life issues. Because of my years working with homeless populations, I was immediately drawn to the story and trailer on Homeless to Hollywood, that tells of a girl with a dream of being an artist who was also homeless and afraid of telling her classmates because she thought they would make fun of her. She and her family moved from shelter to shelter over 30 times, but she continued her dreams and painting to become an artist. The recent documentary in her name won an Academy Award for Best Documentary Short Film. Another human interest story is about Tim Harris, a restaurant owner who gives out hugs to all customers. Tim, who has Down syndrome, lives a productive life and talks about his life, marriage, and future. Two musical segments were memorable for me. One was the story and music video of Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the godmother of rock and roll, who performed in the 30s and 40s. This great music brought back memories of visits to the jazz and rock and roll clubs when I lived in New York City in the 50s. The second segment was a video by Josh Groban singing his new song, Brave. He has sold over 25 million albums, and many of us know him and his music. Social issues, including the fracking potential in New York State, the FDA approval of aspartame as a hidden, unlabeled additive in milk and other dairy products, the harmful effects of the microwave, the dangers of five chemical companies taking control of our seeds and its influence on food safety and diversity, and stopping violence against women with February 14, 2013, the V-Day to involve 1 million women and those who love them to walk out, dance, rise up, and demand and end violence. As the new Healthy Living editor, I wrote an article on holistic approaches to preventing and treating wrinkles without surgery, and also interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore on natural ways to deal with seasonal allergies. Last were articles on Ann Richards, the 45th governor of Texas, and the new one-woman Broadway show on her life, and another story about her daughter, Cecile Richards, who has been a strong advocate for women and involved in issues ranging from Roe versus Wade to more recently joining Planned Parenthood as president. With these and other stories, you won't want to miss this issue of A Distinctive Style magazine at www.adistinctivestyle.com. My second guest, Dr. Leslie Phillips, is a speaker, author, workshop leader, meditation teacher, healer, and clairvoyant reader. She is passionate about the benefits of meditation and has taught thousands of individuals and has spoken at hundreds of events. Her book, The Midas Tree, is a spiritual adventure novel that contains the secret to life and is enjoyed by adults and children everywhere. Her portico card deck is used by many to activate their intuitive abilities. Starting as a PhD scientist, Dr. Leslie searched for natural product medicines in areas of the planet that are rich in biodiversity. She then became a business negotiator in the biotech industry, responsible for brokering multiple million-dollar deals. However, she was always interested in meditation and spirituality, and she developed her abilities in parallel to her career. During her training in metaphysics and spirituality at the CDM Spiritual Teaching Center, she was mentored by renowned author and speaker Mary Ellen Flora. She graduated as an ordained minister from their clairvoyant training programs in 2003 and from the center's teaching program as a meditation and healing teacher in 2005. Her training at the CDM included a very wide range of advanced spiritual technologies and practices, including many psychic abilities. Before coming to Canada in 1998, Dr. Leslie was also trained in meditation, healing, and clairvoyance at the School of Insight and Intuition in Richmond in the UK. Prior to that, she was a member of the Rainbow Bridge Dream Work Group, where she explored dream incubation, dream reentry, astral travel, shamanic journeying, and dream symbol interpretation, and kept a dream diary since childhood. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Phillips, and I look forward to hearing about meditation. Can you first tell us what are the benefits of meditation?
Absolutely, and there are so many benefits to meditation, all the way from helping to relieve and reduce stress, to let go of tension, and to increasing your focus. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a really busy mind, you know, a worrying mind that's constantly worrying about you know, things that haven't happened yet, or feeling sorry about things that happened in the past that they can't do anything about. And meditation can just really help you focus your mind in the present moment so that you let go of all of those behaviors that can cause stress. So stress relief, letting go of tension, helping you increase the focus of your mind, helping you to create a state of peace and happiness and relaxation. And then apart from that, meditation has also been shown to be helpful for people to alleviate depression. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody is facing a serious illness, then using meditation as a complementary approach to the other treatments that they're going through can actually help them to heal. Mm-hmm. And it can help people even heal faster from after an operation. Mm-hmm. So it relaxes the mind, it relaxes the body, it calms the mind, and it can even help ease physical aches and pains. I've had people in my classes who who suffer from pain, but they come, chronic pain, they're feeling it all the time, and they come to a meditation class, and for the hour that they're sitting, meditating, and being talked through a meditation, they actually don't notice the pain. And then aside from that, of course, meditation is something that we've done for thousands and thousands of years, and it's also a way that people use to connect with their higher force. Some people's word they might use could be God. For other people, it might just be the universe or the universal energy or their higher self. Mm-hmm. But it's just a way of quieting out the outside world and tuning into your own inner guidance or higher levels of guidance.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should have probably started by what is meditation, because there's many types of meditation. I think they're probably basically the same, but would you like to define for us then, or tell us what is meditation from your point of view?
Yeah, I can. And you're actually right. There are lots of different types of meditation, and actually they're not all the same.
Well, they are.
No, and I can talk about some differences in a moment. But basically, meditation is a way for you to turn within, to tune out all of the busyness of the outside world, and to focus on yourself, and to help you to, let mm-hmm. go of external stimuli, mm-hmm. So that you can have that inner focus. And really, it's up to you what you do with that inner focus. You might just be using it for relaxation. You might be using it for a self-healing project. You might be using it to teach yourself how to be a positive thinker. Or you might be using it to connect with your spiritual guidance. But it's mm-hmm. basically just a way that we tune into our inner world, apart from tuning, like we usually are, using our external senses to tune into the external physical world. There are different types of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And some forms of meditation, what they're actually doing is they're encouraging you to disassociate from your physical presence, and they're taking you outside of your body. And those are the styles of meditation where the meditation teacher might take you on a visualization. They'll talk you through a journey where you walk through a forest, mm-hmm. or a beach or something like that, and it can be very relaxing for you. But it's almost like an escape from your life for an hour while mm-hmm. you're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the meditation form that I teach, it's actually focusing your attention into your physical body and using tools and techniques while you're in your physical body to help you release the stress and tension,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not taking an escape from it momentarily, but you're empowering yourself to be able to manage all of these aspects of your life through the meditation while you're meditating, but also being able to use those techniques while you're at the grocery store, while you're dealing with a difficult client, or mm-hmm. while you're driving your car, or whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Then why do some people have difficulty meditating?
And that's a really great question. And I think that I find that there are a few different reasons. Some people are very intellectual and analytical and very thoughtful, and they have just a lot going on in their head. So they have a mind that they can't switch off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one reason. And I have a great technique for those people, because basically, the thinking brain is in the frontal lobes, and so we basically teach them how to move their consciousness to a different part of the brain. So they're taking a step back from that busy mind and those busy thoughts. Now, another reason why people can find it difficult to meditate is especially the form that I'm teaching. I'm actually teaching techniques that bring you into the body. And as they do that, as they bring their consciousness into the body, they can start to become aware of problems in their body that they weren't aware of when their consciousness was not so solidly there. And so people can start, as they begin to meditate, they can say, well, I've got backache. You know, my back's really bothering me. It's really uncomfortable. I can't sit like this for a long time. And that's because they're starting to become aware of all the painful stuff that they've stored in their body. Sometimes it might be an emotional thing that they become aware of. And the trick is not to give in to that strong emotion or strong physical sensation, to realize that this is the first step. Actually, developing your self-awareness and becoming and starting to take charge of your life and how you've used your body and what you've stored in your body. So if you can stick with it, then, you know, there are tools and techniques that I teach that then help people to focus on that pain or that strong emotion and start to release it, so that the more that you meditate, then the more comfortable it becomes for you, because you are releasing those things that are distracting you.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you teach us a meditation technique?
I would love to teach you a meditation technique. And the technique that I teach all my students, the very first technique that I teach them, is a technique called grounding. And this is an extremely powerful meditation technique. And actually, you can use it to change your entire life just by knowing this one technique. And so I will talk you through it now, and everyone listening, if they want to join in, basically just sit comfortably, preferably in a straight back chair with your feet on the ground and your hands resting lightly in your lap. Don't cross your legs and don't cross your arms, but you can close your eyes and just start to breathe deeply. So take a nice deep breath in and take a nice deep breath out. And take another nice deep breath in and another deep breath out, and continue to breathe deeply like this. The breath will help your body relax while you're meditating, and it also helps draw your focus into you. And what I'll ask you to do is to just become aware of an area in your body that exists near the base of your spine. To just become aware of that area in your body that is near the base of your spine. And what you're going to do is you're going to create a flow of energy that goes from there all the way to the center of the earth. And you might want to do this just by visualizing that flow of energy. You can imagine it as though it was a laser beam, if you like, or a waterfall, or a tree trunk. So just choose something that works for you. And you're just going to create a flow of energy that goes from near the base of your spine all the way to the center of the earth. And it flows through the chair that you're sitting in. It flows through the floor of the room. It flows through the foundations of the building. And it flows all the way through all the layers of planet Earth until it reaches the center of the Earth. And when you've done that, just take a moment to really experience what it feels like for you to be grounded in this way. It might be familiar, but it might be completely unfamiliar. So just be aware of how your body is feeling and how your body is responding to you being grounded. And you might even want to just allow yourself to come up with a word or a phrase that describes this grounding sensation. And I just want to teach you very briefly on this show how you can use your grounding. You can use your grounding to release energy. So if you have a physical pain, if you have some emotional distress, if you have a busy mind like we've been talking about, or even if you have a self-limiting belief, absolutely anything that you would like to change, you can change it using this technique. So right now, just give your body a quick scan. And be aware of anywhere where you are holding some stress or some tension. And what you're going to do is you're going to release that stress and tension down your grounding cord. Just allow it to flow away completely effortlessly down your grounding cord. Just releasing it to the center of the planet, where it could be used for some other purpose, but you're letting it go from your system where it's causing you discomfort. And just do that for a few moments until you feel a shift or a change and a release of that stress or that tension. Now, because we're on a radio show, we're not going to do this for very long, so everyone can just pat your knee and take a deep breath and open your eyes. But recognize, like I said, this technique, you can use it to let go of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Pain, stress, tension, worry, anything that's bothering you, even a situation that's bothering you, you can just let all of the circumstances of that situation go down this grounding cord.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, is it possible to teach children to meditate?
It is possible to teach children to meditate, and actually I find that they are very quick learners, so they pick this off a lot quicker than the adults do. They don't have as much in between them and accepting these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of adults might analyze and question, whereas a kid will just do it, you know, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You teach a kid to ground, they're just grounded instantly. Of course, it's different depending on the age of the child. You know, it's easier to teach older children rather than, you know,
mm-hmm.
toddlers
mm-hmm.
and little ones. But it certainly is something that they can learn to do from very young. And, you know, I'm very passionate about this because I know how much meditation has benefited me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I mean, my hope, and especially for my book, The Midas Tree, which is a way that I'm using to teach kids to meditate, is that it will help a whole generation of children to really stay connected with who they are
mm-hmm.
and to be kitted out with a whole set of tools and techniques that they can utilize throughout their lives so that they don't end up in some of the
right.
places that,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the adults do.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dr. Phillips, can you tell us about your book and services and how the listeners can contact with you or find your book?
Absolutely. So my book is called The Midas Tree, and it's available on Amazon. You can also go to themidastree.com, and there's a button that you can purchase the book from there. And it's a spiritual adventure story, and it's written in the form of a fairy tale. But like I said, while you're reading this fun story, and families can read it together, mums can read it with their children, dads can, grandparents, you can all read it together. And while you're reading this fairy tale-like story, you're actually learning these meditation techniques because the hero, Joshua, just like any of us, faces challenges and obstacles in his life journey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lucky that in the Midas tree there are these great teachers who appear whenever he has a problem, and they're able to give him tools and techniques to help him get through his challenges. So while you're reading about Joshua and all of the things that he goes through, you can actually learn the same solutions that he does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my book, The Midas Tree. And I also have another website, which is drlesliephillips.com. And there you'll find out about the different services and classes that I teach. I teach meditation for two reasons. One is, like we've been talking about on this show, because it has tremendous health benefits and it has tremendous benefits in releasing and relieving stress. And so I do corporate workshops, and I do workshops just to help people with that. But I'm also passionate with the spiritual side of meditation and how it helps you connect with your inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also do coaching and sessions where either I'm using meditation techniques to access my guidance and give the client information, or I'm teaching them how to do it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will be able to explore all of that. And then there's one other thing that I wanted to do, which is to offer your listeners. I meditation has been great for me. It helped me write the book. It cleared all of my writer's block, and I was able to just channel this book very, very easily. It also helped me to paint and do artwork, and I've created a card deck called the Portico Soul Essence Cards, which I use to teach people to enter a meditative state and access their intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to make an offer to your listeners, just to thank them for listening in. There's a website called afreecardreading.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go there, and if they have a question, and their question can be about anything, it could be about meditation, but it could just be about any problem that they are encountering in their life. If they go and fill that one question, then I will do a free one-card reading for them.
Good.
From this card.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. Well, I appreciate this very much. It's interesting and will be interesting to the readers, and I hope I can talk with you again. Dr. Phillips, thank you.
Thank you so much, Carl.
My last guest, Reverend Marilyn Redman, loves to share her experience, strengths, and hopes of overcoming her harsh conditions and illnesses through her speaking, writing, seminars, consulting, and counseling. She shares overcoming a childhood of living in domestic violence with abuse and incest, a 30-year domestic violence marriage of rape, in addition to healing addictions, bipolar disorder, PTSD, fibromyalgia, arthritis, and more. Her techniques as therapeutic hypnosis, along with flower essence, healing the roots or origins of the problems, releasing the symptoms and circumstances that are based in emotional issues. As a retired teacher in public schools and colleges, Marilyn has 3 years of graduate work toward a doctorate degree. She became an ordained minister to do spiritual counseling, regression healing, and past life therapy. Marilyn was inducted into Who's Who for professionals and executives for her innovative and pioneering work in restoring traumatic lives, healing emotional causes of illness, and releasing negative energies. She is an award-winning international writer and international author, consultant, and columnist, appearing at universities and schools, seminars, retreats, treatment centers, wellness centers, and conventions. She was host of a radio show, Marilyn Solutions, and was interviewed on radio and television. Her forthcoming book is Paradigm Busters, Revealing the Real You. Her videos, books, articles, and other materials on her website, angelicasgifts.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Reverend Redman. And I look forward to hearing about energy in your work. Now, first, who has most influenced your work in the practice of holistic health?
Well, there have been several influences. The major influence was Edgar Cayce, who was the father of holistic medicine, and he was a psychic, the great psychic of the 20th century, with over 11,000 readings that are recorded at Virginia Beach. So one of his quotes is, there are in truth no incurable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And another of his quotes is, the Christ consciousness is the only source of healing
mm-hmm.
for a physical or mental body. And what I've come to understand is the Christ consciousness is another way of saying unconditional love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm discovering is love is the answer that heals our illnesses, and when we love ourselves, we get well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a tremendous understanding for me to work and grow into. Also, I'm in 12-step programs, and I came across this message that said, when the spiritual malady is overcome, we straighten out mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used that in all my medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
I've resolved and healed my bipolar disorder, my domestic violence, my arthritis, my, you know, 9 addictions,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. fibromyalgia, numerous many things that I've healed through mm-hmm. spiritual answers and alternative medicine. And then most people are familiar with the Bible quote that says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And, of course, that Christ consciousness, again, is unconditional love.
Right.
And I really, when I first heard this one years before I ever got into holistic health, I heard Dr. Albert Schweitzer was a very famous missionary years ago when I was younger. And his comment was, it's a trade secret, but I'll tell you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All healing is self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
So as I combine all those pieces of information together, they have influenced learning to look for a different source for what's the cause of our
mm-hmm.
illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came across a doctor of 1974, Dr. John Tilden, an MD, said that in truth is known that healing, or the power to throw off disease and get well, is wholly within the subconscious and is personal.
Mm-hmm.
We will know that curing, palliating by the administration of remedies, drugs, serums, vaccines, surgery, feeding to keep up the strength, etc., are superfluous,
mm-hmm.
meddlesome, and on the order of throwing a monkey wrench into the machinery.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going into not only just helping people mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, and we have to cover the whole person. So a lot of my focus has become dealing with the root cause in the subconscious,
mm-hmm.
like Dr. Tilden talks about.
Right. Now, Casey also said the spirit is the essence, mind, the builder, and the physical result. So he was saying, as you said earlier, everything starts back with the spiritual self. And of interest, I moved to this area of the country because of my interest in Edgar Casey, and also served as the volunteer nurse for several years at their camp in the western part of the state when I first moved to Virginia. So I have a long history with the Casey family. Well, Charles Thomas, the grandson, wrote the foreword to the book before my last one on healthy holistic aging. And we had been friends for 35 years at that time. So it's been
I know Charles Thomas, too, and mm-hmm. he's been reading my book I'm getting ready to publish. And
mm-hmm.
I've been in the ARE for over 20 years. I'm a lifetime member.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very involved with Search for God study groups.
Mm-hmm. Right. So then what is the major difference from most health procedures and holistic health?
Well, there's several major differences. Holistic health, as I mentioned a minute ago, addresses the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, which means that we address the whole person, not just the physical symptom, which medicine tends to focus on. And, of course, as you just stated, it involves healing our souls. That's often ignored or generally ignored in the medical profession. And when you realize that the subconscious is like the iceberg in our lives, it's not the visual consciousness of our belief system. It's what's in our subconscious that is really the tail wagging the dog as far as our medical conditions. So when we get down to the causes and conditions below the conscious level, that's something that medicine just totally ignores. And then using alternative medicines is Chinese herbs, a chiropractor, massage practitioners, acupuncture, hands-on healing, Reiki, any energy work is obviously, I have found through my own experience, extremely helpful in my situations and brought solutions, you know, and that have actually caused me to be able to say that I've been healed. You know, I've been actually called sane instead of bipolar
mm-hmm.
anymore. So mm-hmm. what I know today is that addressing further than just the physical really brings results instead of just temporary or partial results, or actually sometimes things get actually worse. And one of the things that Albert Einstein said, you can never solve a problem on the level which it was created.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm discovering more and more that our ego has created a way of trying to protect us, which actually stops the vital energy from flowing through us. So to overcome the ego, we have to move into a higher power, which people can call, you know, a God consciousness, Christ consciousness, or unconditional love, whatever the source, some people pick, whatever you want to call that higher energy. So when we can tap into that, we really can find health in our lives. And I also know today from reading Louise Hay's book, Heal Your Body, that our emotional roots cause a great deal of our illnesses. And she has a wonderful book that addresses those emotional fears and all the negative energies that our ego gives us messages for. And with she offers affirmations to affirm the positive in our thinking so we can create a new world. Albert Einstein said, "The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. Mm-hmm. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking." And this is another thing that modern medicine doesn't look at. They do it from a medication and surgery type of procedures rather than, oh, well, you know, what in your life happened to create this thinking and your body's paying attention to it and doing what you're saying in your head. And I have an ebook on Amazon.com, The Real Meaning of 2012, which talks about changing your ego and releasing that so it's not influencing our thinking anymore. So we can look at our health from a different point of view. And in my case, I have found great success.
Mm-hmm. Then how do you access higher energy to heal a problem?
Well, there's several ways you can access that higher energy. Meditation is a very most common used one that most people turn to when they start being more spiritual or looking for alternative answers. It puts us in an altered state that raises our consciousness into reality. We're actually living in this ego state of mind or duality. And so when you move into a oneness state or altered state of a grace, then our changing, as you said, Edgar Casey said, mind, spirit is the source, mind is the builder, physical is the result. So as you change your mind, you can change your illnesses to become healthy. And what I know today is through meditation, I have had a lot of guidance come to me from my ascended masters, angels, and other guides in my life to put me through different exercises in that time of meditation that has actually healed various parts of my conditions at that time. And so meditation is probably the ultimate source of moving us out of our old thinking and releasing that so we're free from it. And what I do as a therapeutic hypnosis person, practitioner, I've oriented and originated a practice where I coach people in this altered state to find the root cause of their condition. I had one client show up who was in terrible rage over her life and came for help because it was actually making her life unmanageable. And in working with her and resolving the issues with her family situation, she one day mentioned that she had a thyroid problem. And I said, oh, do you mind if we do a body regression and find out the cause and the healing solution? And, you know, Edgar Casey did this for his larynx when he had used hypnosis to find out why he had lost his voice and he couldn't speak. So he used the hypnosis. So I used that as my model, and I asked her body consciousness for how this occurred, and her body responded that it was trying to protect her from the rage that she was so engulfed in and so enraged. It just overwhelmed her life, that with this distraction of having a thyroid condition was helping to alleviate that other focus, and it made her sick as a way to help her deal with her problems. And so as we resolved the rage, she went through forgiveness and came out the other side, and she showed up at one of her appointments one day, and she says, oh, by the way, I don't need my thyroid medicine anymore.
Great. Yeah.
So several months later, she was not needing medications. And I have done this with many clients over the years at this point, you going in, and the information this particular person received from her body consciousness telling her how to heal and resolve the issue was so loving. I literally had tears in my eyes as her body was telling her how to love herself mm-hmm. and how to put more love into her life so she wouldn't have these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely an amazing
right.
experience to see our body loves us. We've just not received those messages because the ego's in the way.
Right.
And to really know the truth does set us free.
Right.
I also have used flower essences, which are vitamins for the soul. That's what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pure energy that is not toxic like medications or drugs. They aren't poisonous. And they are from the plants of the different flowers. Dr. Bach in England found 33 plants that have the essences that replace insecurities and fears, guilt, angers, typical emotions that actually cause our illness if we hang on to that thinking and that emotion. So as people use flower essences, they're drops that you take internally and swallow, and they go into your system, and they literally, from putting in loving energy into your body, push out the negative, unloving, fearful energy, so
mm-hmm.
they start to make an energy change in your emotional system.
Right.
And in doing that, client I have now using flower essences, she says, oh, I can really tell the difference when I'm not using them.
Mm-hmm.
It really does help support this change we're talking about. So flower essences can be very practical. They're much
right.
less expensive than regular drugs.
At this point, I'm going to ask you about your book, services, and products, and how the listeners can reach you.
Okay, well, my first book was Roses Have Thorns, Encouragement on Evolving from Pain to Joy, and that's available on Amazon.com or my website, which is angelicasgifts.com. Angelicasgifts is one word, .com. People can call me at 253-845-4907, 253-845-4907.
Mm-hmm.
I am soon releasing and publishing my newest book, Paradigm Busters, Reveal the Real You, and it offers all the detailed information I've been explaining already today,
mm-hmm.
and so people can find their health and the beautiful part of who they are, and that's who their true essence is. And I have many articles and books, ebooks on Amazon.com and Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have over 45 articles on groundreport.com on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to be out there and available. I give talks, lectures, counseling, consulting,
mm-hmm.
and do a lot of writing to help people. And I'm always eager to receive emails if someone has questions. And you can reach me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at angelicasgifts.com. I'm on the Internet. So... yes, I try to be out there and help people as much as I can.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you for calling,
mm-hmm.
and I just really appreciate your having me on the air. And I, you know, if there's another time that you want to discuss this further or other
Great.
Topics I've, from my own experience, I'd be glad to share it.
Great. Thank you, Reverend Redmond. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, and have a wonderful day.
You too. I thank you for joining me today on the Holistic Health Show. I hope some of the information was useful to you. I invite you to my two websites, www.holistichealthshow.com, where you will find all past shows archived under the blog. And I also invite you to my website, beatlungcancer.net, where you will find all the information on my latest book on You Can Beat Lung Cancer Using Alternative Integrative Interventions. This book discusses my natural interventions used when I was diagnosed with lung cancer 39 years ago and given 6 months to live by conventional medicine. Additional chapters give other natural alternative interventions by some of the leading alternative physicians and health practitioners in the country. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a great week.